Welcome to the Freedom Engineer Podcast, delivering practical tools, tips, inspiration, and success principles for the entrepreneur, manager, business owner, or dreamer. Learn how to build successful habits, develop a millionaire mindset, create change, and engineer freedom in your life. With your host, the Freedom Engineer, Dave Belshaw. Hello, Freedom Engineers. I'm going to let you in on a little secret in case you didn't know. I do not have it all figured out. That's right, I do not have it all figured out. And I'm sorry if you tuned into the Freedom Engineer podcast thinking that this was a show about someone who has it all figured out, then you are mistaken. Not that I don't want to get it all figured out, and that's in fact what I'm hoping to do with this podcast, is to help you to figure it out. Figure it out more than you've got figured out at this point in time. But by no means have I got it all figured out. And how unrelatable would that be if you were listening to someone who had everything figured out? I know that I wouldn't relate very well if I was standing listening to someone who was telling me that they knew everything about everything and hadn't gone through any hiccups or had any challenges. So I want to be clear that this podcast is not about someone who's got it all figured out, but it is about someone who is trying to figure it out and trying to help you along the way in your journey to ride the ups and downs of life, to get more out of life, to become more, to be more. And if you're looking for some practical strategies to get more out of life, to become more and to do more and to enjoy life, then you have come to the right place. My name is Dave Belshaw. I am the Freedom Engineer. If you're a regular listener, I welcome you back to the program, podcast, show, whatever we're going to call it, the Freedom Engineer Podcast. If you're a new listener, then hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I have been working and studying as an engineer for many, many years until about, well, nearly a month ago now, I said F you to the boss, not literally, but I finally made the decision to say, that's it, I've had enough of the corporate life. I've tried over the years to escape the corporate rat race, to go and do my own thing, and I've had some successes and I've had some failures, and I guess my pattern has been to try something and then go back to something that I know, and then try something else and then go back to something something comfortable. And I got to a point where I said, no, this time I am doing this full stop. I'm putting a full stop on working for someone else. And so 4 weeks ago, I left the job that I was doing. It was a contract-based position, but I left that job to focus 100% on building my own business, coaching and consulting. And the Freedom Engineer podcast is part of that journey. I started this podcast 18 months ago or so, and it's always been my vision to inspire others to find practical ways and learn lessons from other people and from your own life to see how you can actually create success, engineer more freedom in your life, and become a better person and provide more value to the marketplace. So if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome again. Guys, I actually recorded a podcast yesterday. Today's Friday the 17th of August, coming to you as always from Melbourne, Australia, home of Freedom Engineering headquarters. I recorded a podcast yesterday, and this is going to demonstrate the ups and downs of life and entrepreneurship, particularly technical issues. I recorded a podcast, and I'm going to go over the topics that I put down yesterday. But my computer, I've got a MacBook, which I record into my recording software. I use Audacity for those people that are interested in starting their own podcast or doing some voice recording. It's a free software. It's called Audacity. I recorded a podcast and I left the computer because I think my daughter had woken up. I look after Lola on a Thursday, and she'd woken up from a nap, and so I think I went upstairs and then I got caught up in hanging out with her for the afternoon. The computer shut down. When I started up again this morning, I realized that my recording, I hadn't saved it. And so I lost it. So I was disappointed, but a lesson to be learned is always save your work. And I've actually started to use more and more Google Docs when I'm doing work, because it has automatic saving capabilities. So there's a little tip for you, an insider tip for those in business or work, or even just in your personal life. If you're using documents, use Google Docs, and stuff saves automatically, so you won't lose your work. Anyway, I had an amazing day yesterday, and I was super excited to record a podcast because the weather's just been amazing in Melbourne the last few days. It was beautiful and sunny, and I went with my daughter down to the playground in the morning. Down by the river, there's a billabong not far from where I live, and we went down there. We actually kicked the soccer ball on the oval. We played on the playground. We went in the swing, and I was just enjoying being in the moment. And Lola actually nearly fell asleep in the swing, and I was just pushing the swing. It's one of those lie-down swings, so there's no danger there in falling asleep while sitting on a swing. But anyway, I was pushing Lola on the swing, and I had my eyes closed, and I was just enjoying the moment of pushing the swing. And I opened them up, and I saw her with her eyes closed as well. And so I actually jumped in this swing, and we were just lying there and just really being in the moment. And I've been very conscious of trying to maintain in the present moment, or present moment awareness, when I'm looking after my daughter, particularly on the days when I'm not doing work, I'm not creating content or helping anyone, creating freedom in their life or businesses, and I'm 100% focused on looking after my daughter. And being in the moment is just, you know, I just had that wonderful feeling. So I was super excited to share my experience with you, and then obviously things happen and I lost it. But anyway, the other thing that I did yesterday was that we went to a cafe, as we do sometimes on the days when we have a bit of I call it rad dad duties that I do on a Thursday. A bit of daddy time. We go to the cafe, maybe have a coffee. Well, I have a coffee. Little one has a baby chino. For those of you who are not in Melbourne, maybe you don't have baby chinos. It's basically a frothed up milk in an espresso cup. And it's I have my wonderful mum, Lola's gran, to thank for introducing her to baby chinos. And she wants one every time we go to a cafe. But anyway, so we're at the cafe and I found a book. And this book was, it was a golden book. And again, for those of you who are not listening from Australia, I don't know whether you have golden books in your country, but they're a series of children's books. And, you know, I remember them from when I was growing up. And in fact, there was an old guy at the cafe who came over to me a little bit later and said, "Oh, excuse me, I heard you reading to your daughter, and I just wanted to say that that was my favorite book when I was growing up as a little boy." And I looked at the publishing date, and it was published in 1946, so it was a very old book. Anyway, so I was reading this book to Lola in the cafe, and it's called Scruffy the Tugboat and His Adventures Down the River, I think is the extended title, but Scruffy the Tugboat. And the story is about a toy tugboat called Scruffy, who lives in a toy shop owned by a man with a polka dot tie. And Scruffy says one day, "You know what? I'm meant for bigger things and better things." And the shop owner says, "Well, maybe you should come back to my place." And he takes Scruffy the tugboat and he takes him back to his little boy at home. And they put Scruffy in a bathtub full of water. And the shop owner says, "There you go, Scruffy. Maybe you'll be happier sailing in the bathtub." And Scruffy says to himself, or he says to the shop owner, No, I was meant for bigger things. I was meant for better things. And so they take Scruffy outside to a stream high up in the hills, and they put Scruffy in the stream and wish him well and say, off you go, Scruffy, go sail. And so Scruffy starts sailing down this stream, and of course, being a stream high up in the hills, it turns eventually into a larger stream as more and more water flows in. It gets to a junction, it becomes a bigger stream, then it becomes a river, and Scruffy winds his way down this stream and this river past villages and eventually through cities and towns, under big bridges and past enormous boats. And all the while, Scruffy's enjoying the adventure, but at the same time, he gets a bit nervous when the river starts to rise and there's lots of floodwaters, and he's floating along in the evening under just the moonlight with some strange noises, maybe an owl tooting at him, and he toots back. And eventually he heads all the way out to sea, and just before he's basically heading as far away as he could possibly go, the shop owner scoops him up and puts him back in the bathtub, and Scruffy says, I was meant, this is the life for me, and this is where I'm going to be, and I'm going to enjoy this. And I thought to myself, on our journey, on our entrepreneurial journey, our business journey, our personal journey to freedom engineering, or engineering freedom and success, we can choose to stay in the bathtub. We can choose to stay in the bathtub and be comfortable, or we can choose to be put into the stream and let the waters carry us downstream, downriver, past the villages, the cities, past big boats, having an amazing adventure. And yes, we are going to face some challenging times. We are going to find junctions where we don't know which way to go. But if we just go one way and follow the rivers downstream, we will have an amazing adventure. And there may just be someone there to scoop you up when the times get really rough. But if you never get out of the bathtub, if you never get out of the bathtub and go on that big adventure, then how will you know what bigger and better things await you? Because freedom engineers, if I have got anything figured out, and as I said earlier, I don't have it all figured out, but if I've got anything figured out, I'm pretty sure that you are meant for bigger and better things. It's probably why you've come across the podcast, to get an insight, and I can say to you that it's true. You are made for bigger and better things. So go after it. Get out of the bathtub. Become Scruffy the tugboat and explore adventure. And challenge yourself to unknown villages and cities and out into the open ocean. Just see what awaits you. Because I can guarantee you one thing. It won't be an easy ride, but it's going to be something worthwhile. Something worthwhile. So, Freedom Engineers, thanks for tuning in once again. You're all amazing. I'm incredibly grateful for you tuning back into the podcast. Apologies once again for the the delay in each episode. I've been busy working on the business, but I'm hoping to provide, value to you as a listener. So I'd love to get your feedback. You can always send me an email, dave@thefreedomengineer.com. Thefreedomengineer.com is always where you can go to see back episodes, or if you want to, you can go and subscribe on iTunes. I recommend you subscribe on iTunes because you'll get notified when I do put out new episodes. And hey, if you are on iTunes, I'd love it if you gave me a review, a rating on the show. It will help other people find the show. 5 stars would be amazing. That would be absolutely amazing. So yeah, head over to iTunes, subscribe to the show, and just remember, get out of the bathtub, go on an adventure. You're made for bigger and better things. You've been listening to the Freedom Engineer Podcast. I'm Dave Belshaw, and I hope wherever you are in the world, you are creating success and engineering freedom in your life. Hey, Freedom Engineers. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes or listen to previous episodes at thefreedomengineer.com. And don't forget, freedom does not come automatically. It must be achieved. And it is not gained in a single bound. It must be achieved each day. So until next time, get after it and have a great day.